This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Move over, poison ivy. Here comes poison hemlock. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is warning residents about the dangers of poison hemlock, also known as Conium maculatum, a toxic member of the carrot family. In fact, their press release warns residents to be on the lookout for the weed, take extra precautions when handling it, and not ingest any parts of the plant. This is no small weed either. Poison hemlock can grow to 8 feet tall. The flowers are small and white with umbrella-shaped cluster on the tops of stems. It's in bloom right now, and I'll have pictures on gardenbite.com. The stems are hairless and have purple blotches. The plant emits an odor. The flowers of poison hemlock look similar to wild carrot and water hemlock. However, the fern-like leaves and purple blotches on the stems of poison hemlock distinguish it from these related species. The weed's been recorded in isolated pockets of Minnesota, most recently in the southeastern part of the state. It appears to be spreading quickly. It's also in parts of Wisconsin and elsewhere. If residents suspect they've found poison hemlock, take a picture of the plant, and on my website, I'll have a link to where you can email it to, or contact your local extension office. I'll have the links and more on gardenbite.com, as well as to the University of Wisconsin Extension with more information. All parts of poison hemlock, the leaves, the stem, the flowers, and the roots are, you guessed it, poisonous. If a person may have ingested poison hemlock, call your local poison control. If the person is unresponsive or having trouble breathing, call 911. People have also reported being poisoned by handling the plants. Avoid exposure by wearing a long-sleeved shirt, long pants, and gloves. If an animal may have ingested it, contact your local veterinarian. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.